Brittany Fullerton saw devils as she awoke, and the taste of blood was on her lips. Her face felt like it had been driven into a brick wall, and she had a pounding headache. She tried moving her arms and legs, but they were strapped down to the living room floor. The ceiling above her spun round as she tried to make herself remember what had happened. Girlfriend drove me home from the bar, hot shower, dried off. That's when she remembered the last thing she saw before blacking out was someone dressed in black, probably a burglar, staring at her in the mirror. Whoever it was had dressed her in a pajama shirt and shorts. She wondered how she got here from the bathroom, but then she knew once she felt the rug burn to the backs of her shoulders. Strapped down and lying on her back, the two fans above her became one as she regained alertness. That's when the voice of a man spoke to her. "God said, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, Miss Fullerton. Does that mean anything to you?" He liked to start out with the scripture for each victim with the law they were guilty of violating. She didn't reply. How did he know her name? He started to say, "I said," but was cut off. With a shaky voice, Brittany said, "I heard what you said. No, I don't know what you're getting at." "It is command of God that also carries along with it for us to not lie to one another." She would say anything to try and get out of this situation and justify whatever this maniac was getting at. "Everyone lies." "That may be so," the voice said, "but yours was caught in a trap." She wasn't sure how to respond, so she said nothing. "Maintain your composure and control yourself, Brittany," she said to herself, "and maybe you can win the psycho over to your side and get him to think differently or whatever he has planned." "I will not waste your time, Miss Fullerton, so I will make this brief. You have probably heard of me from television and the newspapers. I am well known as the one who strikes sin with a double-edged sword of judgment. The media is right in that I will not stop until I reach my completion of 10. And you're number 9. Her body went numb as she muted out the man's voice. Her heart was in her throat, and for a few seconds, she thought she was going to be sick. He didn't need to speak any further because she had followed the news and coverage of the psychopath. She knew from last week's evening news that Judge Carver had totaled 8 victims, and the anchors cautioned citizens to lock their doors and windows and be on the lookout for any suspicious behavior at night. She knew Judge Carver was on Knox County's most wanted list, but why did he specifically come for her on this night? What had she done to deserve this? With fear filling her veins, she thought of the biggest question. How was he going to judge her? Questions like these flooded her brain until she refocused her attention on the man speaking. "You are guilty of both lying and deceit before the face of God. This will not be tolerated, and this is why you will be punished for your trespass." "Judge Carver," she started to say, "I'm sorry for my trespass." "Think what to say next. Think. Forgive me as God would." The room went silent for a minute. There, Brittany thought, maybe I said the right thing, or maybe I caught him by surprise by mentioning his name and figuring his identity quicker than he expected. "Miss Fullerton?"
Yes.
The voice sounded familiar, but she couldn't put a face on him. "God is in the business of forgiving. Mine is to judge those who fall short of his standard." Not the words she wanted to hear. Raising her voice with the tears starting to run down her face, she said,
Who are you and what have I done?"
"If you were listening, you would know that you are guilty of breaking God's 9th commandment."
"Who am I?"
"To you, I was a lousy butcher who might as well just throw in the towel." The words stung her in the heart like a scorpion's tail. She knew now who the familiar voice belonged to. The man dressed in black came into view above her and was unmasking himself. She closed her eyes.
"No, I don't want to see your face."
She knew that once the bad guy showed his face, the victim didn't have a chance of living.
"You must look your accuser in the eye,"